Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast with Tom Lacovara-Stewart. I have some sad news to deliver to the patriot community tonight. A friend, a brother, a man who I respected, Leo Stratton, was tragically killed in a car accident. He was a contributor to the Red Elephants. He was a supporter of patriot prayer, and he stood the line against Antifa in Oregon. He was a supporter of many things, including my wife in my time of need. Leo, may God rest your soul. Our prayers are with your family. Our love is with you. May you go with God, brother. Tonight, from hour of the time to the minute of the hour, tonight, a message to the American people. It's a burden aggregating the news, but Bill Cooper, a mentor of mine, taught me a few things.
So, a piece out of the New York Compost. This is just September 8th, not that long ago. The FBI still hasn't found these 9/11 era terrorists. Oh, I love this. See, this is the day and age of mass disinformation because, you know, while I'm against radical Islam, of course, my audience knows who was really behind 9/11.
George Washington Bridge, Marcia.
Well, you know, Todd, it's really an amazing thing. Most of New York City's rescue operations and their police and fire departments have been concentrating their actions down in Lower Manhattan, where the planes, two planes, hit the two towers of the World Trade Center. But some very intelligent and aggressive cops also stopped another terrorist attack from happening on the George Washington Bridge. CBS2 has learned exclusively that two men are in custody tonight after being arrested at the George Washington Bridge with an entire truckload of explosives. Now, I'm told that those explosives could have been enough to blow up the entire span and all the cars and the people that were on it. But nevertheless, they were arrested. I'm told they were arrested somehow near the Meadowlands, but the explosives were destined for underneath the George Washington Bridge. Again, a tragedy has been averted. The George Washington Bridge still stands because of some aggressive police work on the part of New York City and Port Authority police officers. It's really an amazing story and amazing how they were able to actually apprehend them.
Marcia, any idea on the timing of that? Is that something that just happened or was that supposed to occur? Do we have any idea earlier in the day today?
Well, I don't know the timing exactly. I know that there was police and Port Authority police on the scene, but I can tell you that as recently as 15 minutes ago, Police Commissioner Bernard Carrick was talking about it, telling the mayor about it with a great deal of pride.
So perhaps this did not happen that long ago because they would have discussed it earlier today. I know this information
that
has just come to you.
That pride did not last
long. Any idea how, in the midst of all that has gone on in Manhattan today, as well as in Washington, these police managed to stop this truck and avert this kind of disaster? Any tips that they gave you?
Well, here's the thing. As you know, when New York City goes into a full security alert, the first thing that they do is they look at the bridges and tunnels going into New York City because they are regarded as major potential targets. They look at the Holland Tunnel, the Lincoln Tunnel, and the George Washington Bridge, and also to a lesser extent the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel and the Midtown Tunnel. And they're looking at those tunnels and they're trying to prevent anybody that looks suspicious from going across. Apparently what happened in this case is that you had two people in a truck who looked suspicious. Police gave chase. They stopped the truck. They found an entire truck full of explosives, and they arrested them. Those two men and their explosives are in police custody tonight, and another tragedy has been averted.
Marsha, thank you for that information, and we're glad to hear that that was averted on this.
And, you know, this is just another one of these CFR-controlled publications. The same CFR members that are pushing the PNAC strategy and the Yunnan plan. So this New York Times story, New York Post story, claims still at large are Al-Qaeda boss Ayman al-Zawahiri and fellow terrorist Saif al-Adel. I am making a prediction tonight. There will be another terrorist attack somewhere in the United States because the truth is rising, and these CFR New York Post Mockingbird Media publications and of their ilk want to drum up more fear. Now, look, folks, like I told you, I am completely opposed to radical Al-Qaeda jihadi terrorism. So my question is, why are we funding it in Syria? Why are we funding these people in Syria? Syria is of no threat to the United States. They are part of the plan. God, when will America wake up? When will they wake up? If you cannot see the writing on the wall at this point, you have been propagandized by the mainstream media. This article goes on to say, after 9/11, the FBI warned the public about a number of potential terrorists they believed were being groomed for an encore attack. You see what they're doing? They're letting you know. They're letting you know. Ladies and gentlemen, they are letting you know. They are preparing for your mind what is coming. An encore attack, they say. The feds describe them as the next Mohammed Atta, who was nothing more than a patsy that was being trailed and handled by members of the Mossad. Put them on their most wanted terrorist lists, the New York Times goes on to say. Today, these dangerous suspects remain on that same list and still at large. There's your boogeyman. Just like Bill Cooper told you all that time ago, with all of the resources the CIA had to try and find bin Laden, some jerkwater CNN reporter waltzed into their hideout to conduct an interview. Well, I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, listen to me right now. Coming soon to a city near you, there's going to likely be a terrorist attack. And don't you believe it. Don't you believe it. Same Zionist control masters that don't want to talk about the 240 Israeli spies or the truckload of explosives with the Israelis driving.
You know, Mark, I don't think at the beginning of the show that you read the doctor's credentials off. I wish you would, because It means a lot, and it means a lot to me to hear them.
Absolutely, and I will do that right now since I'm about to launch into reading this excellent article. Alan Sobroski, Ph.D., University of Michigan, is a 10-year U.S. Marine Corps veteran and a graduate of the U.S. Army War College. Now, not only that, Dr. Sobroski, correct me if I'm wrong here, not only are you a graduate of the U.S. Army War College, but you were director of studies there for some period of time. Is that correct?
That's correct, for 5.5 years.
5.5 years as director of studies at the U.S. Army War College. You know, of all the things that I would love to be able to have trailing behind my name, Dr. Sobroski, being the director of studies at the U.S. Army War College would definitely be one of them.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
When we look at the two wars that the United States finds herself in and on the cusp of at least two others, and all of this for the benefit of a certain foreign country sitting on the eastern shores of the Mediterranean Sea, they have been wildly successful at bringing all of this about, and I think one of the main components of this is the fact that very few people really understand the nature of the problem. And I think that your article here basically lays out the problem, which is that when you have people who try to make this claim that they are loyal to America and at the same time loyal to a foreign government, it is a lie.
It is, and it's more than that, Mark. What we need to stand up and say is not only did they attack the USS Liberty, they did 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
They did it. I have had long conversations over the past 2 weeks with contacts at the Army War College, at Headquarters Marine Corps, and I've made it absolutely clear in both cases that it is 100% certain that 9/11 was a Mossad operation,
mm-hmm.
period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, Phil, I don't denigrate what happened to USS Liberty in the slightest. You understand that. But for most Americans, you know, what happened to the USS Liberty or in Vietnam was history.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is history. You know, they can be concerned about it, but they're not going to get mad about it.
Right.
9/11 has led directly to 60,000 Americans dead and wounded. God knows how many hundreds of thousands of people in other countries that we've killed or wounded or made homeless.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an ongoing sore. It's not your sore from the USS Liberty. It's not my sore from Vietnam. Both of us have those. Both of us care about it. But this is an ongoing, this is an open wound. And what Americans need to understand, they did it.
Mm-hmm.
They did it. And if they do understand that, Israel's going to disappear. Israel will flat-ass disappear from this earth. If you know, I sent a film to one of my colleagues, and it basically had Americans grieving over their dead, coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And I showed one of them, it was a woman, just wrenched by grief, you know, over her dead soldier.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, if Americans ever know that Israel did this, they're going to scrub them off the earth, and they're not going to give a rat's ass, forgive my language, what the cost is. They are not going to care. They will do it.
Alan, you
and
know...
And they should.
Alan,
this is Phil
your
Turner
article
speaking.
And your heart and your testimony and what you believe in is heart-wrenching to me. It is like our founding fathers.
And Dr. Alan Sobroski,
talking
molten steel.
We have to fix this.
Molten steel running down the channel.
We have to make our own way, and we have to
like
do it now, or we will go down.
Exactly.
And
absolutely, Phil. I agree fully.
Your article needs to be shipped off to the Library of Congress immediately.
Well, I can tell you it's being read by some people in Headquarters Marine Corps and at the Army War College. I sent it off to them this past week, and I've had some long discussions with people up there, and there are some really, really unhappy people.
What are they saying, if you can talk about that, Dr. Sobroski? What... You know, I'm curious.
Astonishment.
Okay.
The first thing, Mark, is astonishment. They didn't know. They truly didn't know. And these are not unintelligent people. they really didn't know. And the next statement is rage. Mm-hmm. Real rage. And the Zionists are playing this as truly an all or nothing exercise. Mm-hmm. Because if they lose this one,
that's it.
If the American people ever realize what's right. happened, mm-hmm. they're done.
That's it.
I have one grandparent who's Jewish.
So it's not
only a matter of blowing our cover. If Americans ever truly understand that, their history. It'll be a bloody, brutal war, and they're gone. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is it's not even going to be a close contest.
Well,
and they know that, and what they understand, I think, as well, is that their leverage is on the political appointments. Mm-hmm. Their leverage is not in the uniformed services. There are lots. If you pick up the Army Times or the Navy Times or any of the journals of any of the services, you get a very different view than you get, looking at the Congress and the White House. Mm-hmm. And the military has not been bought. The military is loyal, but it has not been bought. Mm-hmm. And if it ever understands this, really, really deeply understands this, and this is what I got when I put some of these things to the Army War College and to Headquarters Marine Corps, and I mentioned to a contact at Headquarters Marine Corps, I said, they did 9/11. Mm-hmm. And it was, you don't mean it. I said, absolutely. And if they ever understand that, these people are history.
Well, now let me ask you something, Doctor. And obviously I understand that, you've got – we need to protect the names of the innocent here. And this is
there are,
probably –
there are no innocent.
Okay. I'd like to know a little bit more about this. I mean, these conversations that you're having with your colleagues who are still serving in uniform – what is the reaction on their part when you tell them things like this?
First, a disbelief, and what I show them immediately afterwards is an interview with a Danish demolitions expert mm-hmm. named Danny Jawenko, mm-hmm. and it shows the third building at the World Trade Center going down, mm-hmm. WTC-7.
Right.
And they look at that, and I said, "Now you understand that if one of the buildings was wired for demolition, all of them were wired for
right.
demolition."
Right.
And that's it. Mm-hmm. That's the tipping point. Mm-hmm. I mean, getting into arguments about who was flying what and where they were and whether there was nanothermite, those things are true, but they're incidental.
Right.
The thing that's necessary is to tell people three buildings went down, the third was not hit by a plane, it was wired for controlled demolition, therefore all of them were wired for mm-hmm. controlled demolition. And at that point, the reaction is rage. First disbelief, and then rage.
Well, I got to tell you, that I find to be very encouraging because, based upon the cursory conversations I have with some military people, and I have to be real careful about what I say because... you just don't know what you're walking into when you start a discussion of this type with one of them. Based upon these, as I said, cursory conversations that I've had with some of them, they're clueless and they don't want to hear about it. They are loyal to the flag that is on that on their left sleeve on as a patch, and the thought that the government could be in any way involved in any kind of high crimes and treason against the United States, people of the United States, is just unthinkable to them. So I'm glad to hear that there still is some gray matter and some patriotism left, at least in the circles where you travel, Dr. Sabrowski.
Well, I mean, it's not that they don't want to hear it; it's that they don't know of it. And what I have done when I presented it to these people, and I said, just look at this, picture. I'm not going to give you an argument, just look at it. And they look at the film, and without exception, they come back and they say, they did it, didn't they? I said, yep, they did it.
Or the fact that Israel and Saudi Arabia are in cahoots, so it's kind of easy to blame Saudi Arabia as the boogeyman when the United States is never going to attack Saudi Arabia, so they can play the boogeyman. It's okay. They don't mind. They're rich. They profit off of the petrodollar. They can deal with it. All the while, the disinformation continues. Thank you, New York Compost.
We'll be right back. Resurrect the Republic. Truth Radio broadcast. From hour of the time to minute of the hour.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Where are the more rich built my sails, close the sea of tears, with no provisions, but in no place, oh, the straits of fear.
Welcome back. Resurrect the Republic.
From hour of the time to the minute of the hour, here I find myself in the Arizona desert, not far from where William Cooper was murdered in his yard. Looking at all the same type of signs that he saw. Now, I don't see a CNN camera crew walking in to talk to Ayman al-Zawahiri or Saif al-Adel. However, many of the articles that I have seen, including this one,
shows me that we are looking at the same precursor situation as we were looking at back then. After 9/11, the FBI warned the public about a number of potential terrorists. The New York Post goes on to say that they believed they were being groomed for an encore attack. You see how they let you know. They're telling you, we suspect an encore attack. We're rights removed. More civil liberties violated in the name of global security. We must take your rights. Well, we know what Benjamin Franklin had to say about that. The feds described them as the next Mohammed Atta. Next Mohammed Atta. You mean the next front man for the Israeli Mossad or the neoconservative chicken hawks that want the Anon plan or the Greater Israel Project? A continuation of PNAC, the Project for a New American Century Strategy to take over and balkanize the Middle East? I was excited when Trump ran for office, when he criticized Obama for his policy in Syria, when he said that American troops needed to be out of there. I really, truly thought we were about to make America great again. I did. I don't want to lose hope, and I don't want to pee on people's cornflakes here, but I have to tell you, I see the same things that Bill saw back then when CNN walked into Osama bin Laden's hideout, when the CIA had been looking for him for a very long time with the budget that they had available to them. And here comes this, as Bill put it, jerk-off reporter from CNN who just walked into their hideout and sat down to do an interview. Amazing, wasn't that? So the New York Compost goes on to say that even though the FBI no longer talks about them, the only thing that's changed, besides the descriptions of their appearances, is that the FBI is now offering bigger rewards for them, along with several key Al-Qaeda leaders that are also on the loose, all the while they're funding them in Syria. You know, it makes me want to beat my head into the wall. How much of dupes they treat the American public. Like, all of you are not intelligent enough to figure out that you're being played. This New York Compost article goes on to say that families of the 9/11 victims want to know why, after two wars costing trillions of dollars, do we appear no closer to capturing these top terrorists? Really? Allow me to answer. Because they don't want them yet. We'll be back after a few words from our sponsors, Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast on RBN. Everything you earn by breaking your backs, we're gonna redistribute when we make our big tax. Hey, sit down, don't be a jerk.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome
back. Welcome back. From the hour of the time to the minute of the hour, we aim to bring you the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, our next clip is from a mentor and a man who I highly respect. I know that many of you out there have heard much of this material before, but I'm laying this down for a reason. I see patterns lining up. I see a repeat of history, and I want to go on the record tonight for what I'm seeing. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. William Cooper, Hour of the Time, please roll that clip.
And now we're being bombarded with messages that Osama bin Laden is planning to attack the United States of America and Israel. And I'm telling you, be prepared for a major attack. But it won't be Osama bin Laden. It will be those behind the New World Order who once again want to take the guns and the freedom away from the American people, because we're the only ones left in the world who can oppose the destruction of freedom in the world and the implementation of a one-world totalitarian socialist government, and that is the goal. Now, how stupid can you be to believe that Timothy McVeigh was the mastermind of the destruction of the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City, and just he and Terry Nichols, who appears to be somewhat of a fool, plotted, planned, obtained all the different materials, put together a bomb of such force that it brought down what we call in the military a hard target, a target held up by steel, reinforced, concrete columns, and he had no help. They're doing the same thing today with Osama bin Laden, and that's where I've been getting at. Can you believe what you have been seeing on CNN today, ladies and gentlemen? Can you believe it? Supposedly, a CNN reporter found Osama bin Laden, took a television camera crew with him, went into Osama bin Laden's hideout, interviewed him and his top leadership, his top lieutenants and colonels and generals in their hideout. This is a CNN reporter with a camera crew. And he came out and told everybody, within 3 weeks, Osama bin Laden is going to attack the United States and Israel. Now, don't you think that's kind of strange, folks? You see, because the largest intelligence apparatus in the world, with the biggest budget in the history of the world, has been looking for Osama bin Laden for years and years and years, and can't find him. The FBI also, under the leadership of Louis Freeh, has been looking for Osama bin Laden for years and years and years and years and years and many years, and can't find him. Some doofus jerk-off reporter with a camera crew waltzes right into his hideout and interviews him. And you know what his budget is? Zip, zilch, nothing. Now, that tells us two things. Either everyone in the intelligence community and all of the intelligence agencies of the United States government are blithering idiots and incompetent fools, including the entire apparatus of the FBI and all of their personnel, or they're lying to us. They're not looking for him at all. And the second is the truth. You see, the CIA created Osama bin Laden. They recruited him. They trained him. They found his leadership. They brought them all together. They showed him them how to fight the Soviet Union in Afghanistan. And when that was over, they still continued to fund him and train him. And they're now using him to help bring about world government by making him the big boogeyman, because they can't use Saddam Hussein anymore. Did you ever hear of Osama bin Laden before you heard of Saddam Hussein? When did you start hearing of Osama bin Laden? It was after Saddam Hussein and Iraq were supposedly neutralized in the Gulf War, because they needed a new boogeyman. But they're not looking for Osama bin Laden, because I'm telling you right now, if I were the head of the Central Intelligence Agency, within 2 weeks I would have him dead or in custody without fail. Without fail. If I had those assets and that money, he would be mine. I would own his terrorist ass within 2 weeks without fail. A reporter from CNN and his little camera crew got in to Osama bin Laden's secret hideout and conducted an interview. If you don't believe me, tune into CNN. They're probably running it right now as I'm speaking. And if you believe it, you are one of the stupidest jerks that ever lived on the face of this earth. And whatever is going to happen that they're going to blame on Osama bin Laden, don't you even believe it. Another social illusion, social engineering project to change the minds and the attitudes and the beliefs of the people of the world, and especially the United States, to bring about one world socialist totalitarian government. Can you believe what they were saying for a while? That Timothy McVeigh, the CIA, the NSA, the FBI, the Defense Intelligence Agency could not find Osama bin Laden in their wildest dreams, but Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols could, and recruit him to be their partner in blowing up the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building? Bullshit! How stupid can you be? These guys didn't have a nickel between them. Not a nickel between them. How dumb can you, how stupid can you be? Put me in charge of the CIA. I guarantee you I will have him in custody in 2 weeks flat. Or dead. Take your pick. Take your pick. Give me that budget, those resources, those personnel. I guarantee you he will be mine in 2 weeks. And you know what? If I had a few loyal, good Americans who were willing to donate enough money, certainly not even a drop in the bucket compared to what they really have in these intelligence agencies to really go after him, I could still have him in 2 weeks. Piece of cake. So why do all these fools believe this charade? That a CNN reporter and his little camera crew can do what all the money and all the assets and all the eavesdropping and all the intelligence and all the satellites and all the undercover operatives in the world can never do. It's because they're not trying. They don't want to. Osama bin Laden is their creation, and he is serving them well. When in hell are all you people going to wake up? Are you kidding me? I mean, is this some kind of incredible joke that people are so stupid they'll fall for this? Do you know how much money the CIA and the National Security Agency and the FBI has at its disposal each year? Do you know how many agents they have that they can devote to this? Do you realize the technology that they have to be able to eavesdrop on every single conversation in the world, no matter how it's transmitted, and pinpoint the location of every one of those transmissions? And they can't find Osama bin Laden, but some CNN reporter, he just waltzes right on in there with his camera crew, just like he knew where they were all the time. Bet you it was the CIA that sent him there. That told him where he was. And of course they know where he is because they created him. They're the ones that are funding him and backing him and helping him to create their new utopian world. Hitler could not have ever come to power, absolute power in Germany, without the Reichstag fire. Hitler was a socialist. He understood social illusion. He understood social engineering. He knew how to get the support of the German people, and he did it by burning down the Reichstag. The Reichstag was, well, in our country, it would be the Capitol building that contains the Senate and the House of Representatives. So if somebody were to go and burn down the Capitol building today, they would use that as an excuse, as Hitler did, to round up all of the enemies of the New World Order, which would be me and most of you listening, and throw us into prison or execute us, declare martial law, and come to absolute and total power in this country. I wonder what Osama bin Laden's targets are supposed to be. And if they don't, you know, if this doesn't materialize in the next 2 or 3 weeks, it will eventually materialize because they haven't succeeded in getting the guns out of the hands of the American people, nor have they succeeded in taking our freedoms away. In fact, there's been a great awakening in this country and a big backlash against these Marxist, communist, puke-faced, lying, subversive, Nazi, jackbooted Gestapo thugs that is gaining momentum. And so I can tell you with a certainty, they must do something terrible in order to stop this backlash and regain the sympathy of the mass herds of sheeple out there. And I'm telling you, one of the things that will give us the moral high ground and will begin civil war is the day that they begin declaring martial law across this country, taking guns out of the hands of the American people, and rounding up American patriots. The war will start on that day. On that day. And there will be a war in this country, a civil war, to restore, not a revolution, but a civil war to restore constitutional republican government. Now, at the same time that that's going on, communist and Marxist underground forces will begin, or try to begin, a revolution in order to institute a Marxist, socialist, or communist government as a result of the civil war. And supposedly, we're not the only nation searching for Osama bin Laden. So the vast economic resources, the vast technological resources, the vast personnel resources, the vast networks and intricate web spun over all these years by the CIA, the FBI, and the NSA can't find Osama bin Laden, but CNN can? Bullshit.
I claim the same. I call bullshit. U.S. Marines conduct major drills with rebel extremists in Syria. Why are we even there? Right now, ladies and gentlemen, listen to those prophetic words from Mr. Cooper. How they slay our prophets. Some of them, I will fully admit, cannot hold a candle to Jesus Christ, but nonetheless, were given a gift of being able to foresee certain evils in the world. So, I have been informed the Marines are conducting major drills with rebel extremists in Syria right now. According to one of the rebel commanders operating along the Syria-Jordan border, hundreds of U.S. Marines and a large number of rebels have completed several days of live fire military exercises along the border. These appear to be the continuation of live fire exercises the Marines were carrying out last week at Al-Tanf, which officials said were intended as a warning to Russia. After Russia warned they plan to act against Islamist factions in the area. You know, I thought when Trump got into office, he was at least before the political smokescreen of the Russia, 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 Russia from all of the communists in the far leftist Democrat Party. He was willing to work with to destroy Al-Qaeda. Now it seems as though in the form of the White Helmets and their ilk that we are now funding the very same terrorists that very well may bring an attack that will be blamed upon them on our shores. And I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. And don't you believe it. When it happens. If they pull it on us once, well, shame on us. If they pull it on us twice, then we all should be just, we deserve the servitude that comes upon us. We were warned once. Now we're being warned again in the form of this New York Times, or New York Post, rather, I keep misquoting and saying Times, that after 9/11, the FBI warned the public about a number of potential terrorists, and that the next attack may come from the likes of Ayman al-Zawahiri and Salif al Adel. All the while, our Marines are conducting major drills with rebel extremists with Al-Qaeda in Syria. Why are we even there, ladies and gentlemen? The U.S. has warned the radius around Al-Tanf is off limits to all other forces, though they've done little to prevent Al-Qaeda forces from setting up shop in the area. It doesn't appear that Al-Qaeda forces were directly involved in the exercises, but they'll clearly be the beneficiaries of the U.S. preparing to defend the area from Syria and Russia. There's no timetable for the operation in the south, but Russia informed the United States it would be happening last week. This is actually likely to be a confrontation on a long-term U.S. presence in Syria. We'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors. Resurrect Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RPN.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend
your life with Extend Your Voice. Broken songs become to living grace. Sounds to rest my ears. Not a word I heard could I play. Story was
welcome back. Welcome back. Resurrectory Public Truth Radio broadcast. I'm your host, Tom Lacavera Stewart. I would ask all of you to go to rtrtruthmedia.blogspot.com. At the top of the page, you will find a chat room. You can join the chat room, chat with us in real time, send us questions. I would also ask that you click that PayPal button and you send us your support. We are publicly funded. We exist solely off of your donations, so we would appreciate your support. That being said, you can also call in at 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to ask a question, make a comment. We would appreciate hearing from you. We do have some messages coming in through the chat room right now. Rodeo, Zapia, CFR, all you folks in the chat room, thank you for joining us tonight. We appreciate you being there. Ladies and gentlemen, you can go to rtrtruthmedia.blogspot.com and click on the chat button, or you can go to resurrectorypublic.chattango and you can find us there as well. It's the same chat. We have it embedded on our site. Also, we have kind of revamped our site. We would like to personally thank Pruitt's Tree Resin, and I have a personal testimony to give one of our sponsors. Yes, that is, I have an actual real testimony. I'm not an Alex Jones snake oil salesman. I actually use stuff and try it out, and God bless Pruitt's Tree Resin or themiraclesalve.com. I had a horrible infection on my elbow that I ripped open, and Pruitt's Tree Resin, I smeared it with that stuff and did not have to go to the hospital. I cured it myself. Also, I'd like to ask you guys to go to True News. That's T-R-U News. True News. Excellent. Excellent reporting that I've been watching from Rick Wiles, who I consider to be such an amazing Christian man who is delivering a message of truth and is not only unafraid, but looked right in the camera and says, I know I'm in danger for giving this message. But the evangelicals and the Zionist Christian, so-called faux conservatives, need to be put on notice. God bless Rick Wiles. We'll be right back. The second hour, Resurrectory Public Truth Radio broadcast on RPN.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.